Hey everyone, Rocky here again, and I know it's been a little while. As usual, I take my time in between my episodes because I get distracted in life. But yeah, I want to get on and do another music review. So on occasion, I have people reach out to me about promoting projects and like albums, their band, a book, you know, etc., etc. Also, as you may know, I only agree to do this type of stuff if I actually enjoy the project, the song, the band, whatever, so on and so forth. So recently I actually made contact with this artist by the name of Sean D. Harper. Sean is a musician slash songwriter who is originally from England, but has since moved to the Czech Republic. And in the past, he played in a group that he describes as melodic tech emo slash punk core type of band, and their name was The Command. He then went on to play and write in an indie Brit pop band called The British Public. He then left before going to college in 2012. Since then, he's been focusing on a solo career. And as of now, he has two singles available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and I'm assuming a bunch of other places. The first single is actually from 2020, and it's called Failing, and it features another artist. I'm hoping I say this right. Radka Pakova? But I don't know. I'm really bad at fucking saying names. Anyway, but the song itself, it's pretty cool. It's like real melodic, calming, like acoustic sound with, I would describe as maybe like gloomy lyrics, but I enjoyed it a lot. And as I said, it's very melodic, has a calming effect. It's a bit of a, like a sit down with some tea, close your eyes and just listen kind of song. And then he has a new single out that was actually released today, March 4th, and it's called Dry Skin. It has a completely different sound and style. It's like, it has a more upbeat, pop-ish, punk-slash-emo kind of sound. With the song, it combines like great vocals with the catchy guitar and drums. It kind of reminds me, it's a song that, like, you know, you could bob your head to. Honestly, depending on your mood, even like dance around the room a bit, like, I don't know, while you're like cleaning, I don't know. But it's real upbeat, it's cool. And it has like a bit of like a nostalgic sound to me that I really like. It's hard to explain. It's kind of like, it takes me back to like the late 90s, early 20s punk slash emo sound. Like I said, I just really enjoyed the track. I really like the range of music between his songs. And like while talking to him, he also told me he has a 5-song EP coming out next month, which I'm fucking stoked about because, like I said, I like the range that he has. Just listen to the two songs. They're like completely different, but they're fucking awesome. And like, I can't wait to hear what he has coming up for this new EP and what kind of sound it has. But with that said, definitely please go check out, his name again is Sean D. Harper. And like I said earlier, you can find his music on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, wherever. Just search Sean D. Harper, or you can find the links in the descriptions as I will put them below. Also, go ahead and find Sean on Instagram so you can get updates on him, his music, and the upcoming EP. Find him on all those streaming apps. Find him on Instagram at Sean D. Harper, all one word, obviously. And also, if you don't already, go give me a follow too on Instagram at Punk Rock Cheeseburger. And if you're into it, as you may or may not know, I do a Twitch stream every Friday night at midnight U.S. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Time, and that is at twitch.tv/punkrockcheeseburger. all the links for everything will be in the description below, so check it out. And yeah, this was a great review for me. I truly enjoyed finding Sean and his music. I cannot wait for more to come from him. And yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Come back next time and check out all the shit we have here and on Twitch and everywhere else. So yeah, you guys, you all have a good night, day, and or evening. Bye.